I met him about 4 years ago, and to be honest, I felt like he was the most beautiful man I had ever met at that time. I felt like his intentions for me were very genuine. He was smart, he was ambitious, he was sweet to me, and I liked it. I liked that I was getting the kind of attention that I wanted from him, and he made me happy. So we talked for a few months, and eventually he asked me to be his girlfriend. I said yes. It was beautiful, and I was happy for a while before I started noticing the cracks in our relationship. I think it was a bit difficult for me to come to terms with how I was being treated, because I don't know, I just hadn't really put much thought into it. I didn't know what it was like to be a girlfriend. I didn't know what I was supposed to feel or how I was supposed to act or what really goes on in a relationship. And in as much as I had seen other people before, this was, I think, my first time being in such a commitment as, let's say, someone who's grown up. You know, whatever happened, happened, and I started to feel like I wasn't getting what I wanted eventually. This is months into it. I wasn't happy anymore. I wasn't getting the attention anymore. I wasn't feeling loved, and I just started to withdraw and hold back. About 2 years after is when I was finally ready to let go, because in between the relationship got toxic, it got physically abusive, it got crazy for me, and I was at a point in my life where I had finally decided to just up and walk out of the situation. I needed to save myself. I was still very much attached to this person. I'd like to say I was in love, because that's how it felt at that time. It was a very scary decision for me to make, but I knew that staying in the situation was eventually going to be a lot more worse than if I left. It took a lot of strength, it took a lot of will, it just took a lot of me talking to myself and me talking about it to my friends over and over and over and over again, up until the point where I felt like everyone was tired of listening about it, but I guess it was my way of just letting out what I felt inside, because nobody knew the kind of situation I was in, and nobody really got it, because I was very keen in handling what I let out. At that point, I really never thought I'd be able to leave this person, because I was so scared of being alone. I was just hurt by all the rejection he had shown me and all the madarao and everything I'd been through with him. So I felt like my payment for putting up with everything that he'd put me through was at least that eventually he'd pick me. Eventually he'd choose me, and he'd see that I stayed through everything. Throughout all the things he put me through, I'd stayed, and I was hoping he'd choose me. He still didn't. I told myself every day that what I felt for him was love, or at least I thought it was, because I don't know, I felt like I loved him, and that's what I knew love to be. I didn't know that love was supposed to be full of peace, full of reassurance. I didn't know that love was a good feeling. I just thought that love had to be accompanied with pain. It had to come with a lack of confidence, because this was where I was at. I didn't even like myself. I had no self-esteem, and it's because I didn't know what love was supposed to be and what love was supposed to feel like. So I had no love for myself as well. What I learned from this is that we grow up with a sense of love in our minds, within ourselves. I don't know what to call it, but it's within us. Today, I wanted to talk to you guys about falling out of love because a friend of mine suggested that I talk about it, and I thought, yeah, why not? What I learned was, it took me so much longer to heal from all these feelings I was feeling because I just genuinely did not know what love was. And it took me a lot of strength to be able to even talk about all this eventually because I was so used to being in a situation where I thought love was all these things that it wasn't. So now that I've taken time to sit down and understand what love is, I know that love is not supposed to be painful. Love is not supposed to be to wear you out. It's not supposed to make you crazy. It's a feeling that comes with so much peace. And I can tell for sure because right now, looking back, I know that wasn't love. So what my friend asked was, is it possible to fall out of love? And this is what I think. I think love is a feeling that is something that you feel within yourself. And since it's an energy, it can't really be destroyed. You can run from love. You can decide that you don't want to nurture it anymore. You can reject the feeling of love and you can ignore it because you don't want it to grow and develop. But if there truly and genuinely exists love, then I think it lasts forever. And I say this because love is such a pure and a genuine feeling. It's not something that can coexist with negativity. It's something that has to entirely be acknowledged as coming with good. If somebody asks me right now whether I was in love with that guy, I'd say no. I'd say no because I didn't love myself enough to be able to say that I could love someone else. I didn't think I was worthy of love. Rather, I didn't know what love was. So I don't think I was capable of giving it. I don't think at that moment it existed within me. I think it's something that I had to understand and learn so that I knew what it was, so that now, or rather later, I could be able to give it. Love is real and it's genuine. When you feel it, you'll know it. It has no conditions. It has no buts and ifs. It just exists, and it's a beautiful feeling. My take is that if you ever feel like you're falling out of love, then it wasn't there in the first place. You can say what you want. You can try to argue that you know what you felt and it was love, but up until you experience something real and something as genuine as true love, then you will not be able to understand that you were probably just with that person for other reasons. That's the scary bit, because I've been in, I wouldn't like to call them relationships, because ever since I started to understand what love is, my definition of a relationship has evolved tremendously. Kitambo ilikuwa, you start talking to someone and you vibe and you talk and you start liking each other, and you probably just like each other because you talk to each other often, more often rather. So now you're in each other's business and you grow fond of each other, and then an attraction ensues, so you start to feel like you love them. And yes, you could love them and genuinely care for them, but up until you get to the level where your love is genuinely coming from your heart, you know, the kind of love where they say their happiness and your happiness as well is so important, and it's always gonna be put at the forefront, even if you're not together. Like, you'd be happy for them whatever, because you genuinely love and care for them. Up until you can get to that point, then you're probably just fond of this other person and you enjoy their company and maybe the sex is bomb. If love starts to run out, if you start feeling like you're falling out of love, then maybe it wasn't there. Because if you genuinely love this person, even if you guys fell out and it's years later, say even 10 years later, and you meet them, the feelings are still gonna be there. They're gonna be revived. It doesn't matter what they do. If you genuinely love them and you get what love is, then you understand that it beats everything else. It beats all condition. So in a nutshell, my take on falling out of love is, if I fall out, I probably wasn't in love in the beginning. Because I know that the people I love, it doesn't matter where I go or how long we don't speak or how bad we fall off, the feelings remain. The feelings are constant. I always love them through whatever. I don't know what you think. Maybe tell me what you guys think about falling out of love. I like to hear. And I'd also like to say thank you so much for embracing my podcast. You guys have been so amazing. I love the love, the support, the feedback. I'm really grateful for you guys. So yeah, sending you guys my kisses and love. Mwah.